music down, please.
Hello, I am Daniel.
And I am Wilbur.
And we are...
DW Conspiracy Shack. Welcome to the Shack.
Yes, welcome back. We are here to talk to you about conspiracies that are not true and you should not believe in.
And we are full of life and energy and our own thoughts.
Yes. Comrade.
Yes. Comrade, yes. Just kidding! Ha! Welcome to the Shack.
Yes, welcome.
Have you ever heard people like that around you every day, all the time? I'm sure you have, because they exist.
All day, all the time.
They're there. They're out there. They're mindless drones amongst us.
Wilbur, it makes me laugh every time that you didn't know what the topic was till about 2 minutes before we started.
2 minutes about, no, that you're giving me a lot, about 5 seconds.
About 5 seconds. It's fun, though. It's fun.
You know what? I had a fun experience, though, about 5 seconds ago, right before we started this, when I went to the bathroom.
Okay.
So, you ever been caught in a situation where right when you start peeing and you have one of those like slow closing toilet lids? Mm-hmm. Well, it started closing on me and I had that mini like panic moment because that stream's already started and the seat was starting to like slowly. What do?
You grab the toilet seat.
Well, I had one hand occupied.
You grab the toilet seat. Were you playing on the phone in your other?
No, but I guess I had my other hand kind of holding up my shorts because if I unbutton these shorts, they just fall to your ankles.
It's because you're about as thick as a rail.
So I'm doing that, and then it starts closing. I had that mini panic moment. So, well, I let go of the hand holding little Wilbur.
I'm like, why are you talking about this?
And then I, because it was funny, and then I held the seat up, fixed it.
So you peed on my floor?
No. I was hovering. I had to lean in and hover over. It all happened. I didn't.
I guarantee I go in there.
Go look.
Right now,
yeah. I don't pee on the Shack floor.
What is today's topic?
NPCs.
Why don't you, yeah, there you go.
What's NPC stand for? Non-playable
character.
Character, yes.
Non-playable character.
Right.
Or not. I think it's non-playable. Not
yeah.
Non-player.
It's not, non-playable, because it's referencing, like, what's a good video game example? Let's pick one.
The Sims? Sure. No, that's not a good one. Like Skyrim.
Skyrim. Red Dead Redemption 2. We were talking about that. Grand Theft Auto.
So I want to make it very clear that there's going to be some overlap with... you ever heard of main character syndrome?
I think so.
So main character syndrome is where you believe you're the only real person and everybody else is like an NPC.
Okay.
That's not quite what this theory is getting at.
Right, right.
This theory is getting at that there are people that are NPCs out there.
Right.
Whether they're...
Meaning they repeat... You know, their
dialogue options.
I was going to say they're programmed lines. Yeah. And the programming is coming from the system we live in. The system that molds society that we're currently stuck in. That the mission of DW Conspiracy Shack is to change that paradigm. I think Rose McGowan said it best, subvert the dominant paradigm. Don't be an NPC. I added that extra line, but that first...
Don't be an NPC.
Yes, it's... think for yourself. Like, yeah, imagine you're playing that video game and you come across those characters.
I have the definition right
here. Oh, there you go. Read it real quick.
No, it's it. It's non-playable character.
Oh, okay. Yeah, imagine you're playing a video game and you come across, like, just...
Third line on my thing.
A character in the game and you talk to... You know, you can talk to him. Maybe you get a side mission. Maybe they're just there. Maybe they're... Who knows? But they're there to program to have a certain role in certain lines, and then that's it. There's no free thinking. There's no free will on their part. There's no, like, free thought. Well, I said free thinking, but it's twice as important. It's important to repeat it.
So, interesting thing that's been happening lately with doing the research for these episodes, because Wilbur refuses to do anything.
That's right, because I have free will
yeah,
to
that's
do
what
nothing.
That is. No, it's really weird when you try to type in any kind of conspiracy research, because like I said, the first 80 pages are like, why NPC theory is not real? Why have we disproven that?
Right.
Why, like all this stuff. Why are dinosaurs real? Why is the moon landing fake a lie?
And I'm sure there's...
Oh, by the way, funny, haha.
What?
When you did in the description of the episode.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah, Wilbur, you.
Wilbur doesn't do anything.
No.
Remember? You just said it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, okay. You did it. I got the emails.
Thank you, everyone listening.
All right, so this article starts, are you an NPC? The NPC theory explained. You probably heard the word NPC thrown around a lot lately. That might even have seen videos on TikTok the theory called the NPC theory. So have you seen the TikTokers that are doing the NPC stuff? Like they're making money, like a lot of money?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
It's super weird.
I'm not very in on the TikTok stuff. Like as far as like what's popular, you know?
Who is Watson? Watson we just had on. You talked to him.
Hey, say that again, sorry.
What was some of the interviews you've done recently for DW?
Oh, we had Ted Watkins.
Watkins.
Yeah.
So Watkins talked about it before. I've heard him talk about it. So basically these like, what is this freaking thing called? Where they're like, you buy little emojis to go on the screen with this it's almost always a woman. You buy little emojis and she like eats the hot dog or licks the ice cream.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Like, yes. I've seen those.
Ice cream. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
Ice cream. And
because like the people, same thing. Don't they like,
they say it's not sexual. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily is, but I think it's like a. I think it might have had origins in that.
I think it is. I think it's just not blatant.
I could be wrong, but I don't know. This was my guess because I seen that one time. I'm like, what is this? But then I found out these people are making a lot of money off it because every time you a fruit.
Watson was talking about.
Yeah,
I keep messing up his name. Watkins.
Yeah,
was talking about. She makes $8,500 a day.
We're doing it wrong. I mean, I'll say yummy, yummy, banana for if I can do that.
I mean, I have boobs, just not ones anybody wants to see.
That's not entirely correct.
Not anybody that wants to see that has money. Believe me, I've offered.
I don't know. You just got to find the right one.
I've tried. I've paid marketing firms. And
I can guarantee you there is a man out there that will.
Yes, I'm sure. He has $8 and lives in a trailer.
I mean, that can't afford what you need to pay your bills.
Oh, probably.
Can afford them knockers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's a lot with that. There was one of the times I watched a video of the lady breaking character.
Yeah.
Because it was like her kid was like screwing with the dog in the next room. And she's like, stop messing with the dog.
Oh, and then jump right back.
Yummy, yummy. Cowboy hat. Yippee.
I think what those people are doing, and I think they just jumped on it. I think those things existed already, but they were 100% animated.
Yes. No, I do think there was something with the algorithms.
And I think people
experimenting with human brains of what triggers the easiest receptors.
And I think that's what this got pushed onto it, like real people taking advantage of that. I'll just do it myself. Because I bet you this started as like an AI like algorithm thing for someone to make money.
Like, we talk about AI a lot.
Yeah.
Not true AI.
No. An AI programmed thing put out there, like cartoon version that, you know, kind of draws in lonely, you know, people who just want to.
Somebody to interact with.
Yes. So when they do and now a real person's
it's
taking
it. It's like $20 or a hot dog or something like that. And you'll see like 50 or 60 pop up on screen one time. And some of these people.
We're doing it wrong.
Yeah. DW Conspiracy Shack's coming out with whatever that thing is.
Yummy, yummy hot
dog. Will you
fun.
Look up what that's called for me? It's going to bug me.
Oh gosh. You realize what you're doing to my search history now.
It's fine.
I've already been on the list, but.
Yeah. All right. So let me read a little bit while you're looking that up. So you may have seen these videos on TikTok that are called the NPC theory. The NPC theory consists on the belief that a lot of people are not really people, but rather they're non-playable characters. This theory would be gaining a lot of traction lately, but what does it really mean? What are NPCs really? Well, whether NPCs are real or not is still up for debate. Scientists say that they are not real, but other people believe that some people are truly NPCs. So I don't know what this article is going on with scientists say that, no, there's no such thing as NPC walking around.
But thanks, scientists. You know everything.
Well, I think this the article quoting a science, like the science. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying that.
I don't know the particular what these videos are called. There's one called just the TikTok NPC trend, and this other one's called Yum Yum Gang Gang.
Yeah, it's Gang Gang. Gang Gang.
Is it?
Look up what those are called.
Okay. So, well, I know there's also the one where people just stuff their mouths full of food and get really fat.
That's
mukbang. Mukbang. Okay. So gang.
That one YouTuber that's like, that he was gay and him and his partner got to be like 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And then his partner left him because he became super abusive.
Yeah. He just, an a-hole. He looked like
a hippo.
And an a-hole. And had an attitude of an a-hole.
I mean, look at hippos. They're huge and they're angry.
That's absolutely correct.
I'm aware. But let's take a closer look at this theory, and you can decide for yourself. First, what's an NPC? NPC stands for non-playable character. This is a term to describe characters in video games, which exist solely for furthering the plot and are not controlled by a player. This usually exists to move the story forward and to act as a source of information or for, like, buying stuff for a player. NPCs often have flexible or fixed dialogue that doesn't really change, no matter how many times you talk to them. They just sort of stand there until you move on. So you talk about this guy a lot on TikTok and Insta that goes around and, like, messes with people.
Like being creepy or...
Remember,
like,
he says the weird random things and just see how people react?
His name is Bryn. Hey there. I don't know.
I just seen one of his videos when I was researching for this.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it was like a guy at Walmart, and the guy was just going with him. Like,
yeah, it's funny when they go with it.
Bryn could not get him to crack.
Yeah.
He's talking like, the frogs are barking tonight, aren't they, man? He's like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And just kept going on and on and on.
You want to come back with Kenneth and I, and we got a hefty bag full of tuna fish in the trunk.
Breath challenge.
Right, yeah.
It's like, yeah, not tonight, man.
Yeah.
But just like...
Oh, yeah.
This guy doesn't know.
Absolutely. All of them, they don't know.
Yeah. So...
Very funny, but weird. Very weird.
So, okay. So
does not contribute to society.
The NPC theory. Now that we know what NPCs are, let's talk about the NPC theory. Make sure you're sitting down for this one, because things are going to get wild, says the article. The NPC theory is a bit on the fringe conspiracy side, which suggests that many people in the world are actually what we'd call NPCs. This theory connects the simulation theory, which suggests that our reality is actually a simulation or manipulated. The NPC theory goes one step further and suggests that many people in our reality are not actually conscious beings, but instead a sort of bot or robot. On the outside, they look like regular people, but inside, they're empty vessels without a real thought or feelings of their own.
Mm-hmm.
I think this exists.
Mm-hmm.
They just go through the motions day after day without any real sense of awareness.
Now, this is, in my head, it's...
Several things are happening.
It's going in a few ways.
So there's depression that causes this.
Oh, yeah. That's one of them. Absolutely. I meant as far as exactly what you described. Yes, depression can cause someone to do that for sure. So can just... propaganda and dopamine, like getting your fix from your phone, where you get that dopamine rush and you're like addicted to it and you're not even aware of anything going on around you. You're just literally in your own little world on your phone.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That doesn't exist. So you're not even aware of what's going on around you. You're repeating the lines that you're absorbing through your phone. You are becoming the media you're consuming, if that makes sense.
Yeah, how's the DW Instagram coming, by the way?
It's coming. I told you, you got to look for it. That's what makes it special.
It doesn't exist.
But the other thing could be with that NPC thing with people being just like mindless drones repeating, and they're an empty vessel. I think there's clones among us. I think there's vessels. I think there's meat suits.
You know, we have somebody we could talk to about that.
Ted Watkins. And, right?
Well, I was thinking about the Jays from Crimson of Corn. They know all about clones.
Well, that's true. They do. They could probably give us some insight, or at least we can scrape some DNA off one of them and test it and, see what's going
weird
on there.
Weird statement.
With the other thing, I personally do think there's clones among us. I think people running this country or the world that are in control of a lot of things have a lot of technology that's beyond what public has even remote access to. And I think they're replacing, I think there's people like celebrities, people, on TV and media, they're just biological clones programmed to repeat certain lines and just act certain ways. They don't have a free thought or even a thought outside of the programming that they're supposed to have. And I think if they do, if something things crack, those people that magically are end up dead, or they
just seen one with The Rock, or not The Rock,
Jamie Foxx?
No, the other bald guy, action movies.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, yes.
Is it him? I don't know.
Yeah, where he looks very different.
Yeah.
Than like 2 years ago.
That's what I think. And that can be from a lot of things. Could be drugs. Could be a diet Botox. Change. Could be Botox. Could be surgery. Anything cosmetic. Or it could be a completely different person. It could be a completely different vessel. It could have. And I think we have rapid human cloning. I don't think we're like, by cloning people, I don't think we're.
Like doing the normal way?
In vitro, inseminating an egg and putting it in a person, birthing them, and having a clone that way. No, I think we're...
I think we're taking fake meat and injecting it into molds.
And we're growing full adult human beings that are just not like you and I. They're programmed human beings.
Well, we listened to last week's episode about the meat that is being grown...
Vats. Oh, yeah. It's weird. Vats of meat that they're growing, and then they're cloning those strains that are, they're cloning clones and clones of vats of meat, growing it and then forming it into a steak looking mold or ground beef and saying, this is healthy, good for you. Screw you, Bill Gates. I'm not eating that. You eat it. It looks like you already do. It all went to his big fat man tits.
It always sounds like you're saying, like, praying mantis. Like, mantids?
I am. That's for the algorithm, so they can't flag us. Are we over 10 minutes?
Oh, don't worry. It's already...
We passed 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, all right, good. Because most of the algorithm stuff...
Oh, they only look for 10.
The first 10 minutes. As long as you clear that, then they ain't looking no more. Because algorithms are probably just a room full of Indian guys on computers. Like the stores that found out... What is it? Amazon? It was a room full of people from India. And a computer... on cameras watching you. They wouldn't know advanced technology, seeing what juice you're pulling off the shelf and walking right out of the store.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So, you know, have you ever seen those supermarkets? You know, they advertised a couple years ago. It was real big. I think Amazon had one. You walk into the store. You don't need a credit card. You don't need nothing. You pick up whatever you want. You put it in your basket and you walk out the door and it will automatically charge you because they have this advanced technology that scans everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, it just got busted. It wasn't that advanced technology. It was a room full of Indian guys they had hired that was watching the cameras 24/7 all the time, just watching what you take. And they were guessing their best guess of what you were pulling off the shelves. And they were just automatically charging you. It could have been charged for anything. There wasn't no advanced, super amazing technology. It was a scam. You were just being watched by a bunch of people, and they were picking out stuff that you were pulling off the shelf.
Interesting. But they had didn't know that.
They had the guise of, you know, we're Amazon. We're an advanced company. We, you know, we
I promise, we'll get back to NPCs.
I mean, it adds up. If you're an NPC, you'll never question.
I just got in a fight with an Indian guy.
On the phone, named Steve or John or whatever they say their name is, their fake name.
And he kept telling me I was wrong in broken English.
Yeah.
And I was getting very mad because of how confident he was that I was wrong. And then I didn't finish the story on the live, but he ended up at the end, I proved he was wrong, and then he ended the call.
He hung up, yeah.
And I'm so mad. It's like $500.
What was?
The thing I'm fighting with
him. Oh, I was going to say the call?
$500,000.
We going straight to India?
No, that's where the phone went, yes. Yeah. India. No, I just found out India, this is way off topic. I just found out India, did you know it passed China with population?
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, we did like a half a decade ago.
Really? It's very, very, very densely populated.
Yes.
Populated.
It's very. Not. It's a big country, don't get me wrong. It's not China big. Mm-mm. And they passed China in population. They're like the third most populous country in the world now.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Because it's us, and I can't remember whose number. I think it's Europe or the UK, whatever.
Oh, I figured it'd be somewhere like in the Middle East or...
It could be. I don't remember whose number.
I don't know,
I think we're still the number one for...
Really?
Something like that, or we're number two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we're also... We're most of a continent.
Yeah, we're big.
You know, so we have several mecca cities.
Right, yeah.
Spread out through each state, you know.
And we have the biggest military in the world.
We talked about it. The whole population of Australia is like five times the size of Chicago.
That's nuts.
So there's a lot of people in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
But back to NPCs. Don't worry. I'm going to help you. I'm going to teach you how to tell if somebody's an NPC. So you're probably wondering how you can spot an NPC in the wild. What are some signs that somebody might be an NPC and you should hit them? Not really.
Figuratively.
Figuratively.
With truth.
With your mind.
Yeah. Infrasound.
Infrasound. Very limited range of emotions. I don't agree or disagree with that one. There are people that are very flat. Mm-hmm. We just had a charter captain that was a very flat, emotional, great, fun person.
Yeah.
Very flat, emotional. They always agree with the majority.
Yep.
So this could be getting into sheeple. This could be getting into NPCs, you know.
Honestly, same difference.
I don't know, because I think sheeple have souls. Sheeple are just us, like people that have just accepted it's easier to go with the flow.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're comfortable.
Yes. They don't have any strong opinions on anything on their own. don't really form strong opinions, don't really have anything that we're going to outspeak against.
Mm-hmm.
Not very curious.
Right.
Don't ask questions. They don't look into things. They're just whatever it is, it's what it is. Acting off or strange in some ways. Like a lot of people, we're getting into Uncanny Valley, you know, where people are able to tell. Listen to Crimson Corn podcast, check out Uncanny Valley episode. Yeah.
Now, can all these behaviors be chemically induced?
Oh, yes. And all these can be psychologically induced.
Absolutely.
These, you know.
And I think all these, things are purposely put into the public because if you, like, are part of this, let's just say part of the NPC crowd and you become one, you're very controllable and you're very obedient. Like you just said, you know, you don't have any question, like any wonder, you know, imagination, like thinking outside the box. You don't question things. You go along with the majority. These are all things that people in power that want to control your life and use your energy to live off of, basically. Living off your back, and by you, I mean the collective whole of humanity, working class people, 99% of us, you know, not the upper elites that are either in control of everything, control of the money, or control like all the crap that goes on around the world. As long as you're in this, let's just call it an NPC trance, because it could be chemically induced or it could be psychologically, but it's like a trance.
And we're going to talk about the more manufactured. I think like you already talked about it, Wilbur, about maybe they're putting meat puppets out there.
Absolutely. Because if you see someone else doing it, it gives you, you're like, oh.
I think that's more common. I don't know. Well, let's get through this article before we break this down.
Let's say not out there, maybe physically present as much as it is on TV. They absolutely could put that out there.
Well, let's hold on to that thought because okay. I think you're 100% right. I think that's a big talking point here in a minute, though.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I just want to finish this article.
Okay.
It's not
long.
And I have another little short article right after it.
All right.
By 100% is an AI bot. I'll read you the name. It's 100% like, it's like man face.
Yeah, exactly.
So final thoughts on this first article. This is from the author. Oh, by the way, this author's name is just Emily. That's all they put out there.
Okay.
The NPC theory sounds crazy, right? But it's actually not as far-fetched as it might think. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that our reality is actually simulated reality. This happens a lot in quantum physics, quantum mechanics,
mm-hmm.
is that that's why a lot of physicists hate it, because it seems like once you get down to the smaller levels, it's like, oh, this is all fake.
It nothing exists anymore. It's all projection of the mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all interactive.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is bending itself around us on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a designer, like I believe, or you want to think it's, you know, it's an AI software. I don't know. It doesn't matter at this current point.
Even if it is an AI software, someone had to make the software.
Somebody started the game cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And if this case, there's not too much to stretch and to believe that there are some people that aren't actually real in this reality. A Of course, there's no way to know for sure if the NPC theory is true, but it's definitely an interesting idea. What do you think? Do you think NPCs are out there? Do you know anybody that acts like this? Why don't you name some names?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Everybody at the DMV.
Except the one down the road from us.
We can name it. It's the Kent DMV.
It's the best
DMV
one in the world.
It's the world.
Yeah, let's give them a shine here.
Can I tell you my DMV story this year?
With them?
No, I had to use the one in Toledo.
Ooh, I feel maybe. Tell it real quick.
All right.
If it's short.
It's kind of short. We're fine on time.
Okay.
So basically, we were stuck in Toledo for an extended period of time for reasons.
And I remember that.
Yeah, I had to redo my license this year and my car tag.
Ooh, what great timing.
So I just was going to do my license because my car was at home. I wasn't going to see my car for another month and a half. It didn't matter. So I went to go get my license. This place is like a tiny little outlet mall that's absolutely packed with people. There's like 11 windows. The numbers make no sense. Like they're calling. Like it's 109, 692, 1078. Like no rhyme or reason for any of these numbers.
Just random.
I want to make it clear. It's not like a tags like they used to, like the old plastic keys, like for your numbers.
Right.
It's all computer. So a computer can just put everybody in a row.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. However, it wants to organize them, I guess.
So this lady is like super dry, super rude. Finally get up there. And I'm being nice. I'm very nice. I just don't care. Like everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's waiting in long periods of time. Like when you go to the DMV that's not Canton, Ohio, you know it's going to suck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So you just go into it. Like, I don't care. Like, I know this isn't going to be a pleasant experience, so I'm not going to freak out because it's not a pleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't a fine dinner that I'm having. It's the DMV. So she's like mean to me and all this stuff. And she's like, I'm like, I can't remember. I said something about I got to get my car tag eventually too. And she's like, why didn't you just tell me that at the beginning? We could have done it. I'm like, I'm sorry. We were just... And she's like, why are you getting this done up here? You're not, you're an hour and a half from home. And I told her where we were. Instantly changed. She felt like the biggest a-hole.
Yeah.
And she switched. Like, you could tell she came out of her NPC mode.
Right, yeah. Which, I get it. People get, from
they,
work.
Well, keep in mind, the DMV is not a well-liked place.
Right.
So they probably get so much hate every day. They just go to default being mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, once this lady figured out what we were doing up there...
Mm-hmm.
She felt so bad
mm-hmm.
and was like, help. She's like, no, honey, let me. I'll go get the paperwork. We'll get them both done right now.
Yeah.
And so it's like for the NPC theory, I think there's a lot of that in the workforce, especially dealing with customers.
Yeah, people.
80% of customers are perfectly fine.
I'd say so.
15% are borderline. That last 5%
are a-holes. Are
absolute monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you about the lady... A long time ago.
Where's the story end?
No, that was it. Okay. So she helped me and get the picture done and all.
Things switched after.
Yeah.
After she realized you were a human being.
She woke up.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to a human with emotions and thoughts and feelings.
But
it's
hard, when you deal with the DMV.
Right.
I'm sure it sucks for them just as much as it sucks for us.
Probably. And imagine them taking that home.
In that part of town, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen people that were scratching really hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that the same part of town where they turned that old church into a
yes
a strip
about
bar?
3 blocks from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wound up in there one night?
Yeah.
One night.
So, yeah.
Scary.
They're dealing with rough people every day that are mad for whatever reason, whether they're... Because I think they did tickets there, too. I know that's normally at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they had... Because of where it
was... There's so much people.
Yeah. So there's like people that get parking tickets that probably can't afford to pay for parking tickets because they're buying drugs.
Yeah.
And they're not the... funnest to be around.
No.
There are people in there with kids. Like, it's a weird area because there's nice community there and there's a really rough community, like
but
four blocks from each other.
All got to go to the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just want to say one more time, the Kenton DMV is the best one in the world with the sweetest, nicest ladies, and the lines are never long.
I had one time. It was really bad.
Where the lines were long?
The lines.
Well, I guess it depends on. Yeah. 90% of the time, though.
No, and it's still... But they were moving. It's because there's 15 people in that little office.
Right, it's tiny.
It wasn't going slow
just
because the ladies weren't working.
Yeah, it's the timing of it.
Yeah, because the one lady was even like... She's like, I'm on lunch right now, eating her sandwich, checking people out.
Yeah.
So she's not getting you know, she's on her lunch, her break.
Yeah, yeah, still working.
And still working through, because there's a bunch of people came in. Because it was, what was it? It was something, I think there was an ag sale that day, so everybody had trailers to get registered.
Mm-hmm.
Titles for changing, tractors and all that.
Right, yeah.
Okay. NPCs. So I have another article written by Joanna. Oh, gosh. Z. Bronick.
Joanna Z. Bronick?
Bronick is the last name, but there's a big Z in front of the B.
Oh.
Like
Zbroniak?
Zbroniak? That's probably how you should pronounce it.
She's a trained coaching psychologist with a mission to help others in developing a greater self-awareness and living consciously.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, so she, phenomena relate important social issues, blah, 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 NPCs. So she's going into this NPC theory with, like, what I was just kind of talking about, people checking out.
Okay.
And maybe the society we're living in is breaking down people's souls.
I agree with that.
And people, like I talked about the DMV lady, like, check out until you wake them up. And then once they snap back to it, you know, they come out of the... It's a safety procedure for them.
You, like going into a cocoon.
It's your brain preserving itself.
Yeah.
Just getting through the day. But talking about, like, waking people up, maybe get to some of this.
Enlightening or awakening? Is that what you mean? By waking them up?
No, like, actually, like I did with that lady. Depression. 1 in 25 people experience severe depression, which can cause this. And then languishing, which I've never really looked into. 1 in 9 people experience languishing. Languishing has been defined as the state between an individual doesn't meet the criteria of mental health disorders, but doesn't meet the criteria for a healthy mind either. So they say there's not 1 in 9 people are stuck in this in-between area.
Okay.
Where they're not severely gone enough to have a mental illness, but not anywhere near a healthy mind either.
Okay.
So that's called languishing. 1 in 9 people. So that she's going into this article kind of talking about that I kind of said earlier, depression and that what this is called languishing could be causing a lot of this NPC experiencing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where depressive people, they turn inside themselves. You know, it's just easier to deal with the day. On average, 1 in 6 to 7 people you meet are either in a depressive state or a languishing state.
Mm.
That's 1 in 6.
You know, and you, what is a quote I heard that always sticks to me when you meet people? Well, one of them, I know it's in the Bible, but I don't know the quote, but you never be nice to everyone you encounter because you never know if you're entertaining
angels
in disguise. Yeah, so that could always be one. But two, you never know what a person
is going through.
Whenever you meet somebody, everybody is facing their own personal battle. So when you meet someone and you're like, man, that guy's a jerk. Like,
he could have lost his mom.
Yeah, he could have anything.
And you can't – I'm with you. I'm a big believer in that you just – You can't let people walk over you either.
No. Yeah,
it's a hard line, especially for younger people to understand that.
Right. It just, I think there's no, for me, I never like, and immediately if someone's treating me that way, like, or off the rip or something, or I'm uncomfortable, like, I'm never one to, like, send it right back, you know what I mean? To reflect that. Usually I just absorb it and say, all right, what's really going on here? And then you realize if it's worth it or not. If this guy's going to fight you, then, all right. That's different, but normally just remain calm. There's a quote, though, that goes with that. Like, you don't know what people are dealing with until you meet them, but it's not coming to me right now. It will.
Walk about in their shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat their fudge. I don't know.
Oh, careful now.
I know. It sounded worse out loud than when it was in my head.
A lot worse. Walk about in their shoes and eat their fudge. Do it.
Do it.
I guarantee you'll learn a lot about that person very fast.
Yeah.
Especially if you eat their fudge.
Jeez. I wasn't.
I don't.
Made it dirty.
Well, I never said that.
You made it dirty.
No, you know, when people make fudge, they pour their heart into it. So if you eat their fudge, you obtain part of that person's.
You're just making this worse.
What do you mean?
So what else? That's all I really have for the written stuff for NPC.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's real, and I think it's a state of mind that we're being programmed into. The best way example I can put it to is like the movie WALL-E. Remember WALL-E, right?
Yeah.
I think all those people represent an NPC, if that makes sense. All of them are distracted, and they're hyper stimulated.
Yes.
To where they always they literally have a face put, or a screen put in their face. They got food at their hands at every second. At and all those things to us modern day, like right now, can distract us from things that are going on in your own life and things that are going on in the world all around you, locally and afar, but mostly locally. You can be blind to all that and just be like the guys on WALL-E, sitting in your chair, getting ushered around everywhere, you know, with the screen in your face distracting you, when you don't realize you're in a ship in outer space because your whole planet just got destroyed by
exploiting the planet using as a trash can.
Exploiting it and being disconnected. That's the word. Being disconnected by the screen, by the technology around us.
It's like a 7-year cruise, and it was 700.
Yeah, exactly. And they all yes. I think it's real, but I think that WALL-E is might be a portal to the future. It might have been a window.
No, so let's break this down a little more, because I think the NPCs are, there's several different things.
For sure.
So this first one is the people that either are doing it on purpose or for being kind of forced to check out.
Yes, as a defense mechanism.
Okay.
For like whatever circumstances may be.
They're being
trauma.
Basically put into a coma.
Yeah.
From overstimulation and stuff like that, mm-hmm. burning out. So like your pleasure receptors can actually fry.
Yeah.
You can due to, like, what is, I forget, that there's four feel-good chemicals.
Dopamine.
But I think it's serotonin.
Yeah, I think that's
the one we get from phones.
Okay.
There's one of them specifically you get from phones. And the problem is you start building up resistance to it, so it's...
You need more and more and more and more. And
more.
Then you crave and crave. Yeah. We all need a big wipe. Let's just go out in the desert for 2 weeks.
They do that and it doesn't work.
Well, you got to, when you come back...
You got to not do drugs while you're out there either.
You got to get rid of that stuff too, like, and at home when you come back to it.
Oh, I agree. I'm talking like Burning Man and what is it?
Coachella. Yeah, that stuff don't work. So yeah.
Got in the desert.
I mean, people would take it seriously.
Get really high on acid for a week.
Yeah, no, not that kind.
Wake up and you're stuck in the desert.
I mean, vision, like a Native American vision quest.
There you go.
You go out in the woods and you struggle to survive until you have a vision. I think we all need that.
I think you may be misrepresenting a different culture there.
Maybe. I think I'm doing the Simpsons version.
Yes.
And either
she was
way,
an Inuit,
huh?
And she was an Inuit
from the Simpsons,
movie.
Oh no,
in Alaska, and that's where he had his vision quest.
No, there was an episode where was it Simpsons? Now I'm questioning. I think it was. I think it's the episode where Bart has the vision quest, sees himself in the future.
Oh,
I think. But
well, the one I was, thinking I might be was mixing the Simpsons movie because they ran to Alaska.
Oh, okay,
and met the Inuit lady, and Homer melts until. He figures out he's a bad father, and the trees are like, "Come on, a little bit more."
Gotcha.
Keep working.
What the heck am I? I think I'm thinking of a different show now, but
yeah,
whatever.
Probably. They're horrible.
Someone will tell me what it is.
Wilbur's a monster. Wilbur's an NPC. We broke his programming.
I think if anyone's, I don't think I'm an NPC. I just don't.
You're a Turing test.
Oh, what?
For AIs, it's a Turing test.
I think I disrupt AI.
That's the point of a Turing test. You give them a good wacky piece of data
to try to
figure it out. Yeah,
and they'll. I think I'm one of the things that might make them destroy themselves.
See, you're a Turing test. You have glitchy code on purpose.
I'll make AI eat its own tail till it eats its own head, and then it's just us left.
Is your AI?
I am not. Yeah, maybe an awesome, intelligent dude, but the dude's in parentheses. You don't pronounce it or acknowledge it. Yeah. Well, no, that's AIDS. I don't want to be that. Awesome, intelligent dude. That's aid.
You did it.
Ah, shoot.
You made the acronym.
I'm a virus of another sort. It's ridiculous.
Kick the mic.
Yeah, I need it.
I physically cannot kick this microphone. And you manage to do it at least once a day.
Well, it gets tight in here in the shack.
No, you make it tight.
Well, I'm a big presence.
Oh, but what about NPCs in the government? We were kind of talking about these cloned or batch things. Or
mm-hmm. You mean our president?
Sure. I mean, go on, talk about it.
I think he could be a form of NPC. And the only thing is, like, with our president, public appearances. Okay, well, when's the last time we've had one? You know, he is never out in public. And if you ever see him speaking, It's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. I don't think he's fully consciously there. I think he's programmed to say what he's supposed to say, and I think they have him, up on whatever drugs, like chocked full, to just maintain, to keep him alive. But I think it's an example of NPC just. But I think that's due to old age and probably chemicals rather than, being under the influence of. Besides being under the influence of evil, and people controlling you and telling you what to do, and being a dishonest person your whole life probably doesn't help with that. But very radical decline, and he's supposedly making all of our decisions for you and I to help improve our lives.
He's trying.
He's tried. He's been trying since like the 80s. Since he's trying. Well, that's another guy, but our president's been
same group.
Been doesn't trying matter. Since the 80s. Since he passed the drug. The war on drugs, the crime bill. He wrote and passed the crime
that's
bill.
That's when he was a person, though.
An evil person.
He was not a good person.
No, back then.
Well, I'm just saying it's...
He passed the crime bill that put more black people in prison.
DW episode will be just us sitting in here listening to the debate, giving commentary.
I'd rather just puke than do that.
No, it's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. Because it's like...
He won't even be in the next debate. If he is, it won't be him, or he'll fail so
bad. So talk about the NPCs.
Oh, sorry. Oh, NPC in the government. So I think there's people that they insert into the government that are I don't even know if it's elected positions even, but I think there's people in our government that are under the influence of propaganda, manipulation, psychological, MK Ultra, manipulation, chemical manipulation, to where they're making decisions and voting on things not with their own free thought, without even reading the bills. Do you know how many politicians sign off on stuff just because they're told they're supposed to without reading a thing?
Yes, like Thomas Massey.
Not him. He's the only one that actually reads them and points it out to people. Like, this is wrong. And that's why I still support him. Was that last week's episode or recent? I don't remember when that came out, but
I have no idea anymore.
He's a good man, and I trust him. I do. I think he's a good man. There's some politicians out there I think are still good. They're just so few and far between, and they get pushed out immediately once they have some sort of voice. But I think all that's changing. I think the world is changing. I think evil is starting to lose. I think NPC things, like, they're being exposed. They're waking up and, being aware. They're starting to become more and more aware. And it's shows like this, and it's people like you listening that seek the truth, that seek to change these things, that are making the changes around us. Change in society does not happen by sitting around waiting. Change happens with you. It all starts with you, the listener.
And so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.